Hold on.
Play that beat I like.
Ooh.
It sounds so gangsta for 6 o'clock in the morning.
It is.
It is, yeah.
But you go in your morning all gangsta? Mr. Motivation
I
goes
played
gangsta.
This song driving in this morning.
How can you be motivation and gangsta at
what
the same time?
What do you mean? Of course you can. Have you not
You're
seen...
You're a motivational
have
gangster?
Have you not seen the... What's the new preacher that dances around?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus!
I'm not...
Yeah, he like
I'm
trip walks
not, I'm not really
like,
into preachers.
We love you, Jesus!
Yeah.
Come on, you could be it all. Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody.
Woo! Happy Friday before a holiday weekend. Let's get the text lines going, finding out what are you doing for Memorial Day weekend, or you can call us 888-456-9970. We definitely want to know what you're doing for the weekend.
Yeah. And let's do the first person that calls right now. Let's give him some tickets. Let's check in with people early. 888-456-9970. What do we got? 4th of July tickets over there?
4th of July fireworks spectacular tickets at Shoreline.
We'll give you 4 of those bad boys if you call right now to say good morning.
Yeah, call us and we will hook you up. Caller number 9 for those tickets. And if you're having a hard time.
Oops, no. I just said first caller.
All right, first then.
first person I pick up. Anyway.
We probably have 2 pairs, so we could probably give it to number 9 as well, don't we?
Sure.
Don't we have 2?
We have 2 pairs, so if you want to just do it now.
No, we have 2 4 packs, I thought. Earlier,
yes,
y'all
did.
Said we had 3 4 packs. I gave one away on Instagram. Mm-hmm. If you subtract 1 from 3, does that not leave us with 2?
Let me see. Let me do the math on that. Let me get a calculator.
That's 2, so we could give away 2 right now.
It is
now.
2, you're correct.
Caller number 1 and caller number 9, you are getting those tickets. Caller number 1 and caller number 9. You will both receive a 4-pack of tickets to the 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular. Hard to believe that we are already talking about 4th of July, but this weekend officially kicks off summer.
Yeah, well, unofficial. It's the unofficial kickoff, right? Because then the people text, well, really, it doesn't start till June, whatever.
No, it's the official kickoff to summer.
Sure.
But summer doesn't officially start, like the season, it doesn't officially start until around June the 23rd.
And we were saying last week that in the Bay, September, October, those are our summer months. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones.
And half of November.
Yeah, for real. The weather's so nice then.
If you live in like Walnut Creek or Tracy or the far North Bay, like Napa or... Sonoma.
Ooh, bougie.
Where some people live. Have a second home with a pool.
Then that is warm in July, I believe. Is it not?
Mm-hmm. It is warm in July. Shan just handed me this. Be careful driving this morning, please. They said Friday commutes are the most dangerous.
It's because people are trying to get the hell out of Dodge.
No. So drive careful whether you're driving home from work or driving to work. Be careful.
And here's what I wanted to share. If you are looking for extra energy this morning, there are 6 foods that give you energy in the morning. So if you are always feeling exhausted, maybe try to switch up what you're eating in the morning.
Yeah,
and it could give you that energy. Okay, number 1 is honey. A lot of people put honey in their tea.
Mm-hmm. I put some in my yogurt this morning.
Yogurt. Well, good. That leads into Greek yogurt. So if you are having Greek yogurt and honey, you should be shot out of a cannon this morning.
2 for 2 right now.
You're waking
up. You should
up.
Be ready to go. Those two gets you, like, going. But the honey, it needs to be 100% raw.
Yeah. Raw, baby. Yeah, that's
like from
kind
a
of
honeycomb.
Honey. Yeah, you can't have the artificial one. It's got to be the natural. I get the one at Sprouts. It's natural. It says raw, organic, or something.
You don't get locally sourced is best for you. If you can get any honey that's locally sourced, I know though it is sticker shock when you go to the farmer's market to get the local bees. You're like the guy in the little jar that's shaped like a bear costs $2.99. You are costing me $16.
Oh,
how
what?
Is that possible? Yes,
the guy, the bear.
Honey
the bear. You
expensive.
Can't do the bear.
No, you don't want to do the bear.
Just that's just eating sugar.
That's what I said. That's artificial.
Dan.
That's like Mrs. Butterworth thinking that's
exactly.
syrup. That is not maple syrup.
I've been living my life all
night. Not to go off topic here, but you know what I just bought that I was like, what? How much is... The wife sent me to buy almond flour. So, you know, you think flour, it's like $2-3. Almond flour was $15.99 for a little bag of almond flour.
Well, especially in Marin. Y'all got that fancy stuff.
But why? Yeah. Is it just because almonds are
especially
expensive? I mean, nuts are expensive? Because that was like $16.
Nuts are expensive.
Can I just get the regular white flour? It's $2.
No, it's healthier for you, that almond flour. All right, salmon. Salmon. You know, you can have a little salmon in the morning on your bagel. It's good
I guess a lox. Yeah, I had salmon for dinner last night, actually.
Well, but that'll get you going.
Ew, salmon in the morning?
Eggs, if you eat eggs. A lot of people do. Or oats. I just had oats. Those are all energy foods for the morning. Quinoa, though, I don't know that I want quinoa for breakfast, but a quinoa breakfast bowl could be good. Quinoa, eggs, salmon. Put
I'm
it
not
all
sure
together.
I ever want quinoa. Quinoa is grody to me.
What? Quinoa's delicious.
I don't love it.
Mm-mm.
So far, everything else on the list, though, I eat regularly and I love.
I think tomorrow morning I will make a quinoa, egg, and salmon bowl for myself.
Oh, God, you have a guest coming over. She doesn't want that.
Well, she didn't want anything. She has to make a smoothie because she's celiac.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. She's highly allergic.
I'm not going to eat what she eats. She eats this disgusting smoothie that she puts in, and it's all vegetarian and... You know, it's celiac friendly. Like, she and I are not going to be eating the same thing very often. I'm not, you know, sorry. I'm going to be eating meat.
Meat. So? Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I've been saving for a steak tonight. That's what I'm having.
It's a holiday weekend. It's time for meat.
I'm ready for that. Should we pick up one of these to see? Where's Laura? Hey, Laura, good morning. Whoa. She came in hot.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing up so early?
I'm on my way to work.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Starting your day early with the Bay Club.
Yes.
We love you for it. Where are you heading this morning? Where's work?
Work is in Santa Clara.
Okay. Is there traffic already or are you cruising?
I am cruising. I'm already almost there.
All right. Nice. Well, we're glad. I guess we're hooking you up with those tickets.
Yeah. 4th of July fireworks spectacular at the Shoreline. We'll give you a 4-pack, okay?
Yay! Oh, my gosh. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome.
Really, appreciate it.
Have a great holiday weekend.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Bye, Laura. Thanks for listening. And then Adam, he's caller number 9. Sal's talking to Adam. Get off the phone. We want to talk to Adam. Hi, Adam. Good morning.
What?
Adam. What? Adam.
Yeah. What's up?
The Bay Club. What's up, Mr. Cool?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? What
I'm
you doing?
I'm at the gym. Sorry.
Oh, you are?
What
you
working?
What are you working on today?
Nothing. I was going to go to the steam sauna.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the executive workout, they call that. Adam. Just the sauna. No, the
at the 24, they have a basketball court and stuff like that.
Are you straight or gay?
I'm straight.
Okay, because usually only the gay guys hang out in the sauna.
No, that's not true. I'll hit the sauna. That's not true. Don't listen to Greg.
Well, at least the gay guys, we pray that you come into the sauna.
Excuse me, sir. Can you drop that towel, please?
Adam, do you go towel-less in the sauna?
What was I going to say? Most of the people wear swim trunks.
Yes.
Swim trunks? What kind of... What city?
I wear those.
What city are you in, Adam?
Mountain View. I'm talking to the guy that works at the front desk right now.
Okay. Ask him if he...
Want tickets?
You want tickets? No. Well, hold on. We're only giving you tickets. We're not giving everybody tickets. Hold on, Adam. We'll get you hooked up.
All right, Adam. I guess I'm done harassing you.
Yes. You are done. Okay. Let's
swim trunks in the sauna.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's how they roll in Mountain View. That's not how they roll at Fitness SF.
At least a towel. I'm not sitting bare bottom to that wood where everybody else has been sitting, sweating.
Oh, that's
bare
gross.
Bottom to that wood. No way. Oh my God.
No.
You're ridiculous.
The wood bench that you sit on.
I guess we just play by different rules in this
Not
city.
Like boing. Not that kind of
thing. We figured it out. You didn't have to spell it out for us.
Well, sometimes I feel like I do, Greg. Sometimes I do.
No. People running around. I told you this the other day. That drives me crazy sometimes in my gym.
But
that I get there and there's a guy getting into the shower. And so I go out, work out for 2 hours, come back, and he's just getting out of the shower. I'm like...
How does that work?
What? How? What? What have you been doing, sir? Like, I want to do an interview. I want to pull out a microphone and be like, hello, sir.
Hello.
What have you been doing for the last 2 hours while I've been working out?
Okay, here, I'm going to give you a quote, because then we're going to come back and play Love Trap. This will apply to the Love Trap. When it comes to relationships, remaining faithful is never an option, but a priority. Loyalty is everything.
Allah.
Do you think,
yes.
Sounded very Game of Thrones.
Do you think
loyalty
Dylan
is everything?
Do you think Dylan is loyal?
No. I already know the answer. We played this yesterday.
These hoes ain't loyal.
And it was very Game of Thrones as well.
It was.
It
super.
All ties in to Game of Thrones.
All right, we'll run it back for you next. Hold on. Tell the DJ turn it up. Let the DJ bring it back. I know it's a matter of birthday. Right now. Happy birthday, Sky.
Thank you.
What number are we celebrating?
Oh, the big 3-0.
That is a big one. Oh, no, it just gets better. Trust me.
Dirty 30.
Yes.
You don't have to deal with all those silly people that are in their 20s anymore.
I know. I'm mature now.
What? Any birthday plans for today or for the weekend?
I'm hoping when I get home there's a surprise party. I've been sneaking around the house looking for stuff. I haven't found anything, but this is the year. I've been begging my best friend every year. I know that sounds petty, asking for a surprise party, but hopefully this year.
You should ask for what you want. That's the biggest thing people, you know, don't do. They don't ask for what they want, then they get disappointed. So you definitely
I asked
should.
For a surprise party, so fingers crossed.
You walk in, oh my God, I'm so surprised. You guys should have.
It's going to suck if there's nothing, though.
I know. I might cry.
Well, you have to call us on Tuesday morning and let us know if your best friend came through. But I hope everybody comes through for you.
I know, me too.
So, all right. Well, good luck, Sky, and happy 30th.
Thank you, guys.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the...
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. About to enter it. The love trap.
Here we go. Shelly, are you there?
Good morning. Hi, guys.
So, good morning. So, you submitted an email at 997now.com. You didn't go into a ton of details, though, but there was enough in there that made us go, what? That we definitely wanted to try this love trap with you. You're talking Game of Thrones and you're talking bathrooms, but you weren't so clear. What's happening?
Yeah, it's like one of those things. You know, it's like I definitely think there's something up with my boyfriend. I had this boyfriend, Dylan, and we've been going out for a little while, and I just have this feeling that there's something. I just have to get confirmation that something's happening with him and blah.
All right. Well, tell us what's going on and why you think he might be cheating.
Okay. So we have these Game of Thrones parties every week. They're awesome, okay. And all of our friends come over and stuff like that. And we're huge fans. And a couple of weeks ago, my friend Carissa comes over to me and she was like, you won't believe what just happened. She was like, I'm like, what? She was like, I was waiting for the bathroom and Dylan walks out of the bathroom and like a minute later, this girl, Andrea, walks out of the bathroom.
Who's Andrea?
Andrea is another friend that comes over.
Yes. She tells me this that night and I'm like, WTF. I'm like, what is happening? So I'm thinking about it all night. It's driving me crazy. I'm like, Dylan, what's the deal? This is what Carissa said. She saw you come out of the bathroom and then Andrea walks out of the bathroom and he was like, oh, you know, she wasn't feeling very good and she had been drinking too much and she just wanted some help and you know,
what is
nice
some
guy.
Help doing? What is some help doing what?
I don't know. And she was throwing up apparently in the bathroom and she just needed some help because she had been drinking too much.
Is Andrea your friend or more his friend?
Well, it's his best friend from high school. Like, it's his Ron. Ron's his friend. This is Ron's friend, Ron's girlfriend.
Okay, I got it. So Ron's girlfriend now was Ron at the party?
Yeah, Ron was at the party.
Well, then Ron should have been the one in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you're drunk, you ain't thinking about it.
You're like,
yeah,
come help me. You know, I need some help and whatever. And so I guess she was embarrassed because she'd been drinking. Who knows? Whatever.
All right, so he was helping her out, and then you bought the story or what?
Yeah, sure, I believed it. But then, like, you know, the next Sunday comes along, and we're at the party. And, you know, I go in the kitchen and then they are talking and they like immediately stop when I walk in. And then, you know, I kind of watching them across the room and she's like, like laughing at every single thing that he's saying. Like he's brilliant and like so funny with all of his jokes. And I'm like, okay, he's funny, but not that funny.
So now through the course of the season, you've sort of noticed that they have a connection.
Yes.
That so you didn't then, like, notice before you got suspicious.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, this is just a little over the top. You know how girls get when they're just like over the top and it's like, oh, you're so great. You're so funny. You're so cute.
Yeah,
and
I do.
Yeah.
Have you asked him any follow-up that, you know, since you've noticed, you know, on these things?
Yeah, I've asked him and he's like, no, you're crazy. He's like, you know, no, you're crazy. You're reading stuff into stuff that you shouldn't be reading into. And, you know, I love you. And I'm like, well, okay. So I don't think he's telling me the truth. So that's why I emailed you guys.
So you want us to try to trap him with free flowers and see who he sends them to?
Yeah, I would, actually.
All right, we'll make the call right now, Shelly.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is Dylan available?
Yeah, this is Dylan. Who's this?
Hey, Dylan. My name is Chad, and I'm calling from Wet My Plants here in Pinole. We're a new florist. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm not too familiar with you folks.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to be yet, actually. We're a brand new florist in the area, which is the reason for the call this morning. I do have some free flowers to offer you, and it's part of our social share campaign that we're doing. And essentially what it is we're selecting a few Bay Area residents each week to award free flowers to. And really all we're asking in return is for you to share these free flowers on your social media with our hashtag. And the whole idea is to get our name out there so the next person I call is familiar with us.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it sounds cool and all, but I'm not big on giving information out over the phone, spam callers, identity theft, and all that.
Well,
I'm not too sure.
Well, here's the beauty of it. You know, Dylan, I'm not going to really ask you for any of that type of information. Like I said, we're just trying to promote our new flower shop. So all I'm going to ask you for is a name and an address of anybody you would like in the Bay Area. And I will send the free flowers to them. And it ends right there. I'm not going to ask you for any type of credit card information here today or anything.
I mean, you sound like a pretty trustworthy guy. I mean,
I am. Ask about Chad. I wet my plants. They know me.
All right, maybe...
What do you have to lose? I'm not going to ask you for any personal information.
All right, you got me. All right, okay, let's go.
Perfect, that's awesome. All right, well, let's do it, Dylan. Let's start with who you would like to send these flowers to.
Her name is Andrea.
Andrea?
Yes, that's correct.
What kind of card? We have, like, a happy birthday, thinking of you, like a romance, I love you. Like, what kind of vibe you want?
Something... There's a little more intimate, feeling a little romantic with it, so let's go with that.
Okay, and what would you like to put inside the attached card?
I really love the idea of seeing you again, and I look forward to watching another series with you and enjoying the journey that we're going to take together.
All right. Well, I think I got enough there. Hey, Dylan.
Yeah.
This is not Chad from Wet My Plants.
Yeah, no, it's actually the Bay Club.
Love Trapped.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Dylan.
Your girlfriend, Shelly's on the line right now. Why'd you send the flowers to someone else than her?
Yeah, why, Dylan? What? I've asked you about it for the past 2 weeks, and all you did was lie to me?
Wait, what do you mean lie to you?
Dylan, yes! I asked you about Andrea, right? And she's actually the girlfriend of Ron, a guy you went to high school with. You've known her since high school. You're not only cheating on me, but she's cheating on Ron. Come on,
you think,
Dylan.
Wait, slow down. Babe, slow down. You think we have, her and I, have something going on?
Yes.
No, we don't now think.
Now I know.
It is her.
Yeah. You're sending her freaking flowers. Come on.
No. No,
you've been lying to me all this time. I knew something was up.
What gave you this idea? What gave you this idea?
You on the phone just now, you asshole. Come on.
Wow, now I'm an asshole. Babe, you know I love you. I would never do anything to hurt you.
People that love each other don't behave this way, Dylan.
Dylan, didn't you get caught in the bathroom with this girl?
Let's watch.
Whoa, that's what this is about? That's what this is about?
Yep.
On the bathroom?
Yes.
Slow down.
Yes,
slow
and
down.
The laughter in the kitchen, and you guys always sharing content.
Give me
bathroom. No, babe. Are you kidding me?
Dylan, it was about that. I think now it's about you clearly just sent flowers with a love note to somebody else. That's what it's about now.
Let's
rewind.
Thank you very much.
Let's
Are
rewind
you
just
me?
For a
Dylan, you
let's
have.
Rewind, just,
oh,
Wait, Shelly. Hold on, Shelly. Before you blast him out the water, Dylan, go ahead. Give it.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I'm just going to rewind for a second and say that the reason why I was in the bathroom with her is because she drank a little too much and she was feeling a little sick, and I was the good person that I am.
All right, great. Let's fast forward to the...
I am.
Okay, forget about the bathroom. Let's fast forward to the flowers. Why would you send her flowers?
Exactly. Dylan,
because I thought that she needed them because, you know, she was embarrassed at the party.
No, and let's watch another thing together, and I can't wait.
Okay,
you are a liar, Dylan.
I'm not allowed to have friends, apparently, that are of the opposite gender.
No, you don't say that to friends, Dylan.
What do you think, Andrea, your friend, I guess, whatever his name is, Andrea's boyfriend, what do you think he would feel about you sending the flowers to her?
Yeah.
I mean,
what about Ron, your friend from high school? You've known this guy for years, and you're going to cheat on him, too?
Nobody said that anybody's cheating on anybody. All right, babe.
Yeah.
Stop exaggerating.
What was going on in the bathroom? I don't believe that bathroom story for a minute.
Oh, you're
jealous.
She's
like laughing. You're so funny, Dylan. You're not that funny. It's like, okay, come on. You can tell. I'm not dead. I can see what's going on.
I'm not doing this anymore. I'm done. Conversation.
Yeah, you're done because you're a liar. And you have to go. Oh, fine. Okay. Run away.
Wait, Dylan. Yeah. Right, don't hang up yet. Dylan.
Do you got to go to the bathroom?
Too soon. Dylan.
What? Yeah.
Be man enough to admit, yes or no, are you cheating on Shelly?
Absolutely not.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on, dude.
Even though you can't wait to take a journey with...
Are you guys going to let me go? Are we done?
Andrea?
Yeah, you should go.
I mean, we'll let you go if you want to go.
Go wet your plans.
No, you should go, really, because we're done.
All right.
Dylan, we're so done.
Sweet. Take care, babe. Bye.
Take care, babe.
Babe.
Well, we didn't get a straight answer from him on the radio, and it doesn't necessarily surprise me. Hopefully you do get one if you speak to him. But, you know, I think, Greg, you brought up a good point. What about his best friend? So not only are you screwing over Shelly, now you're also messing up your relationship with your best friend by talking to his girl.
That's right. It's like, you know, you can't, it's like both, they like ruin two people's relationships with one full swoop. It's like so ridiculous.
Game of Thrones. It's like so yeah. Game of Thrones.
Right? No, guys, this is just, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it, but when you actually hear it, you're like, okay, yeah.
Well, just like Game of Thrones, I guess your relationship is a wrap.
Yeah, it just sucks.
You know, straight up, it does. It sucks. But anything we can do for you, please don't hesitate to reach out. And, you know, this too shall pass. Keep your head up. And I'm sorry, Shelly.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
And now.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Dirty on the 30.
Woo! The drama is real. But now let's do some dirty. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Am I going first?
You're going first today.
Okay, well, let me tell you, the drama was real last night as Jeopardy juggernaut James Holzhauer inched closer to the $2 million in winnings mark with his 26th straight victory last night.
That dude is still on?
Yes.
The dude is still on, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. The dude is still on. This is making Jeopardy ratings go through the roof because everybody wants to see. And it was actually drama last night because James trailed after the first Jeopardy round. So whatever they call, what they call that, single Jeopardy?
Mm,
the
sure.
Jeopardy
sure.
round. Because mm-hmm. then they go into double Jeopardy and then they go into final Jeopardy. Whatever the first one is called. Okay. We'll call it single Jeopardy.
That's what we'll call it. Listen, I'm watching Steve Harvey of Family Feud. That's what I'm watching.
Dude,
that's my
I
game
watched
show.
This Jeopardy show last night.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody is into
everybody,
it. Now.
Everybody's watching it.
Everybody. Yeah, Shan texted me. He won again. I was like, spoiler alert. Excuse me. Leave me alone.
So, you can't say spoiler yet. For Jeopardy.
I can.
Nobody cares about
I wasn't going to watch it. I was watching NBA basketball.
Are so smart. Like, I'm just looking at them. I'm like, how do you know so much stuff?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's my age. And I feel like I've done nothing with my
Isn't
life.
Isn't that so sad?
Not only is he winning all the money, he's like the smartest man alive
yeah.
at 34 years old. Like,
they
what?
Had like a jazz category. Like, how do you know about jazz?
Yeah, he had a bad night last night. He was behind in the first round, and then going into the final round, he wasn't ahead by that much. And speaking of jazz, the final category was jazz classics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the clue.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if y'all can answer this. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you watched the show, so you should be able to recite what it was.
I'm not going
to
know it.
Here was the clue. In one account, this song began as directions written out for composer Billy Strayhorn to Duke Ellington's home in Harlem.
I literally have no idea what anything you just said means.
What is that?
I literally...
I'm so confused.
I lost you after...
You lost me after dirty on the 30.
All right. Wait, hold on. Read it to me again.
Okay, the category is jazz
classics. Yeah, I got that. I only have one guess anyway. I already said it. Okay, classics.
The clue is, in one account, this song began as directions written out for composer Billy Strayhorn to Duke Wellington's home in Harlem.
Mm. Hey, Siri. What?
No.
Classic jazz. What? Miles Davis.
The jazz age was a period.
Oh, gosh. Sorry.
You got mine talking, too. Now she's talking.
Sorry. I set off all the series.
The answer is, what is Take the A Train?
Who would know that?
Isn't that by Miles Davis?
So basically, they said it was... No, it's Billy Strayhorn, I guess, because he's the composer. Somebody was writing down directions to Duke Ellington's house, and the first line was "Take the A train," and then that guy composed a jazz song based on that.
Uh huh.
Does that make sense to you?
No.
Yeah, I'm reading right now. It is Duke Ellington.
Yeah. No, it's not. The answer is "Take the A train." You could never be on Jeopardy.
We should play Jeopardy in here.
Okay, here's what his winnings are. They are now at $1,991,135. If he wins tonight, he will obviously break that sacred $2 million barrier. Only one other person, I believe his name was Ken Jennings, broke that. And he had a 74 wins in a row. And he had $2.5 million.
Yeah.
So this guy's actually racking up way more dollars in less games.
Right.
So he's only won 26, and he's almost breaking the $2 million mark. That guy took 74 to get to 2.5.
Yeah, on average, this guy's making $77,000 a show.
Ooh-wee.
A show. And that guy who lost yesterday looked hella mad.
Yeah, he was hella mad.
Like, he didn't even want to shake that fool's hand.
He should just be happy to be on the same stage.
You
know? Okay.
This guy is a living legend.
Oh, good for him. Chance the Rapper, of course, he's on the new Ed Sheeran song we played a few minutes ago. He's looking for a kidney donor. Chance tweeted, I really
Chance
need...
Chance is looking for a kidney donor?
Well... Yes, let me read you the tweet and then you'll see. I really need help. My auntie Tony is one of the strongest forces in my life, and she is in dire need of a kidney. We have exhausted all options and have been waitlisted for years. My family believes in the power of prayer, and we give this problem up to God and Twitter, apparently. So he tweets that.
God tweet.
And then, of course, several fans tweet back with a bunch of questions. So then Chance Reveal tweeted back, you know, that my aunt's blood type is O positive, which is the most common. And sounds like he may have gotten a donor from Twitter. It says several people are willing to donate a kidney, and they're compatible. And
I'll do it if I can hang out with Chance. Like, is he going to be my friend for life?
I'm sure you will get to hang out with Chance if you donate a kidney to his aunt.
He's going to give me street cred and all that stuff, and we're going to hang out. We're going to go look for guys together and all that stuff.
I don't know if he's going to be doing that, but
I'm giving a kidney. He can sacrifice a little bit. He's going
to
come with me. I don't know what my blood type is. My parents keep telling me, you need to get it checked. You need to find out what it is. I have no idea what my blood type is.
Do you know yours?
I think it's like A or B.
Or AB.
Or AB or O.
Or, hey, just go O, most common.
Here's some quick breaking news before we get into break. Adam Levine is leaving The Voice after 16 seasons. So 16 seasons he's been on this show. He has decided to leave The Voice. I guess he's 16 seasons?
Yeah, that's a good run. I think it's time.
That's not 16 years because I think they double their seasons, right? So it's probably been over the course of a decade. But yeah, Gwen Stefani is going to be his replacement for season 17.
I like the banter between him and Blake. They're pretty funny. Mm-hmm.
That's what I think everybody thinks makes the show.
Yeah. Well, Blake is the best.
Wait,
he
now
makes
Gwen
the show,
and Blake
opinion.
Are going to be on the same show?
They have been before.
They have been.
But like, this is like full time dealing with your spouse.
Yeah, they rotate.
Adam and Blake are constants, right? And then the other ones kind of rotate in and out. I know Alicia Keys has done it. I know Kelly Clarkson's done it. I know that
Christina Aguilera,
Gwen Stefani,
CeeLo.
Yeah, I think CeeLo went through some issues.
Yeah.
And I think
he's not getting an invite back.
I think kind of like around here, he broke one of the chairs, and they didn't invite him back.
We might have to do
that for some of the people who are breaking our chairs.
Hello.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports
on your Friday, and I am like a blinded by the light. That sun is creeping through our double pane windows here. I love it. It is going to be a good holiday weekend. But maybe not for Drake. The Toronto Raptors, now they are one win away from joining the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals after beating the Bucks in Milwaukee last night. But there's already trash talk happening. First man in is Draymond Green. He was asked about Drake's antics. You know, I told you yesterday, Drake is in a little bit of trouble because some NBA fans and the Milwaukee Bucks have been complaining about his actions. He's courtside, which is fine, at the Toronto games. That's his team. He's actually an ambassador for the team. But he's been yelling and cussing at the other team. He's been getting out of his seat and walking up and down the sideline, which is against fan guidelines. Have you ever been
walking
to a Warrior?
Walking up and down the sidelines?
Yeah, you ever been to a Warrior? I've been lucky enough to not only go to a Warriors game, but the president of the Warriors actually gave me his seats. Now, they're about three rows deep, so they're close. When you're that close, they don't let you just do-to-do. You can't just go wherever you want. I realize I'm not Drake, but they're like, no, you sit down. You can go this way.
Pass me the ball. Pass me the ball.
Yeah. You can't just be walking around. No, Drake is. Drake's going to the bench, congratulating the Raptors players. He's doing the most. But the worst thing is he's yelling and cussing at the other team, which they would never allow another fan to do. Well, Draymond Green is first man in. He was asked about this yesterday and how they would deal with Drake if they have to deal with Drake come the NBA Finals. And Draymond said, Drake can't shoot, nor can he pass. You ever see Drake play basketball? I don't really care about Drake.
Oh.
That's what Draymond said yesterday in his media availability. So the gauntlet has been thrown.
Damn.
And we will know either tomorrow night, or if Milwaukee wins that game, they'll have to play one more on Monday night. But by the time we come back on Tuesday, we're going to know if it's going to be the Warriors versus Drake come next Thursday. And then they're going to be big trash talking, I'm sure. And as I've mentioned also, Drake is BFFs with Steph Curry.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. As cool as he is with Curry, does he still got to go for Toronto, right? I mean, that's his team.
That's his team. So. But will he trash talk Curry? That's
no.
the question.
No. I think he's got more class than that.
And if he does trash talk Curry, will Aisha come down from her seats and bop him on the head?
With a frying pan.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
Get out of here.
You can talk all that trash at home in Toronto. You could even go to Milwaukee and probably get away with it. You gonna bring it to Oakland?
Nope.
You gonna get the frying pan. That's what you gonna get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna be coming from Aisha. So I would be careful, Drake, if your team does make it, because we don't play here in the Bay Area. Hey, also, after two decades of playing basketball, the adjustment to real life can be hard. Now, actress Gabrielle Union, she is married to Dwayne Wade. He's had a hugely long, successful career, won many championships with the Miami Heat when he was teamed up with LeBron James. But for almost 20 years, he's done nothing for himself. Nothing. She said when she met him, he, you know, had a way of life because he's rich. He's not going into stores. He's not doing things. He has people. So now that he retired after this NBA season, she said he's so confused by life.
But he's like, what is this place? There's got all kinds of like khaki shorts and cargo shorts and there's all different colors. I'm like, that's Old Navy. He's never been to a car wash. And he's like, I love it there. I'm like, the car wash? He's like, wow. He has no idea how much like milk costs. He's like, what is that, about $20? I'm like, what kind of goat's blood milk are you? No, it's like, what?
It's like he's just come out of a coma.
We have five dogs and he's never been to the vet.
Right.
Yeah, and he's like, so is there like a VIP? And I'm like, no. General waiting room, we take the dogs, and he's like, and then, like, they get treated like the other dogs.
Is there a VIP to the vet? No.
General waiting room.
Yeah.
Sit down right there on the bench. We'll be with you in 20 minutes.
That's funny. I was listening to Howard Stern the other day, and he was talking about how he had to go to the doctor and how he had to wait for an hour and a half. And they were like, what do you mean you had to wait? They didn't just scurry you in the back and they didn't take... He's like, no, I sat in the waiting room like everybody else. And they were like, what? You waited in a lobby, in a waiting room? He's like, yeah, I guess everybody has to do it. You don't just get, you know, taken into a VIP area.
And they are just people, after all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's a range for some people, though. You think that Kim Kardashian is just sitting in the reading Elle magazine?
No, I think they're having the doctor come to the house or the vet come to the house. That's what's happening
there.
They
do, yeah. Doctor, isn't her name Dr. Jackie? That they do all the like injections and everything?
Well,
all I know
there's a Dr. Jackie on Married to Medicine.
See, we could get
she
Dr.
delivers
Bay.
Babies.
They got Dr. Jackie. We got Dr.
Dr. Bay gonna come to my house.
I know Nurse Jackie.
She probably would.
Maybe Dr. Bay will come to my house while I am, you know, getting my beauty sleep, and he can just. I have a code on my door. I'll just give him the code. He can inject Botox while I sleep, and then let himself out.
VIP service.
Oh my God, I feel like Dwayne Wade. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it. There you go.
Woo!
Vinny is participating.
I'm coming in with the I'm, though. Not the balls. I'm coming in with I'm all over it.
You know what? Get comfortable with the balls.
So, hold on here. Hold on. I got to pull this up. So, we played Bay Club custom version of Catchphrase yesterday on the show. We're going to do it again because it's Friday. We're feeling good going in the holiday weekend.
And we have New Kids on the Block tickets to give away. Uh-huh. So, we want to give those to a super fan. I know I can't dictate who calls and wins these prizes, who plays the game, but if you don't know who New Kids on the Block are, then let somebody else get these. Or unless you have somebody special that really loves these, because people go crazy over New Kids on the Block.
So what we'll do is let's just take callers 9 and 10, 888-456-9970. However, Shan and I are going to represent you. So one of you is going to be on our team, the other with Shan. Greg today is going to be the clue giver, because yesterday when we played this game, let me just give you a little replay when Shan was describing the words and catchphrase. Here's how this went.
All right, you guys ready?
We're ready. Let's go.
Oh, my God. In 3, 2, 1. Oh, I don't know this word. I don't know that word. I don't know that. What? Oh, okay. So it's not going like this. I used to work at one of these restaurants. Yes, but
a golf course, a tennis club,
tennis racket.
No,
tennis,
frisbee golf. Yeah, golf frisbee.
No, what's this?
Frisbee.
No. Oh, next word. Oh,
I'm dead.
Oh my God. We just talked about her this morning, and I don't know that one. Pass. Pass. Pass.
Okay, hold on. You're giving me anxiety.
Pass.
But she basically passed on 87% of the words.
Yeah, my heart was racing. I was sweating after that. We can't do that. It's too early to be doing that.
People actually texted in and said, I nearly drove off the road. Take the phone out of her hands. We cannot do this anymore. So I am going to give the clues and see if I can stay under control a little bit better.